the various ways. There's a Russian chap, he's a ruffian. He was a great guru. His name was Gurdjieff. He was there recently. Gurdjieff, G-U-R-D-J-E-O-F-F. He was a Russian. And one Mrs. James or somebody, she was a Nobel Prize winner for her, some books and all that. She goes to him, Guruji, I want to be under you for some time to learn. Will you do what all I say? Definitely, sir, that's why you have come. It may not be what you want. It doesn't matter, sir, I have come to you. Hey, bring those two or three hammers. Look here. Comes outside. From here to the internal forest for a period of 8 kilometers. It's all rough road. I come stones everywhere. They're all big, big stones. You have to cut them to small sizes. And then further work will be done by us. One thing, you'll be going on doing it. You will not come for meals or anything unless I tell you. You'll be doing it. And I say, come on, you go to sleep. Within half an hour, I may call you again. You go and do it. You will have to. It's okay. So for this together, and she goes, she's going on hammering. Years, 2 years. She has forgotten her Nobel Prize. She has forgotten everything. Her entire ego crushed to pieces while the stones are yet to be crushed. That's all. And then he calls her. Yes. From tomorrow you will attend my classes here. Stop it. This is not his. In the Upanishads, a fellow goes to Maharshi Gautama. Maharshi, I want to know the Brahma Vidya, the ultimate reality. So please take me. Look here. You see these 50 cows? You see the Wander Hills? It's a 3 days journey. You go there with these 50. You will remain with them. You will tend them. You will not come down till these 50 becomes 1,000. When they become 1,000, then you bring them here. We will talk about Brahma Vidya. He has already studied Vedas. He has already studied Upanishads. He came with all that knowledge. He thought, definitely I'll be of use to Guruji. He'll be dictating books. So I know all the things he will dictate to me. He only said. He takes the 50 cows and goes there. In the night he's sleeping with them. Some of them put their feet on his belly. He's one with them. Some cough becomes ill. Night and day he looks after them. He brings certain leaves and then giskar usmet alti hai. Night and day he is with them. He has forgotten his Upanishads. He has forgotten what all he learnt. He has forgotten his own name, Satyagama. And he is there doing all these things. Everything has forgotten. He just lives with them. Suddenly one day, one of the cows comes to him in the evening. Hey, we have become 1,300. Your guru said, after I become 1,000, you bring them. What are you doing? Okay, they are just now leaving. He started along with them. The first night they camp somewhere. Then, one of those cows, they come to him. I know 1/4 of the Brahma Vidya. I will teach you. You have done so much for us. He teaches him that 1/4 of the Brahma Vidya. Thank you. He goes further. The second night, the ultimate reality comes in the form of an agaru pakshi, a particular type of birds. Then that comes to him. Hey, I know 1/4. I will tell you 1/4 of that. I will tell you 1/4. Okay, sir. He tells 1/4. On the third night, another Guru Pakshi came. He tells third. Now 3/4 is over. He goes. From a distance, his teacher sees him. When he comes near, he is angry. Brahma Vidiva Uparakshase. You look like a man who has learned Brahman. Your face is shining, glorious. You are definitely taken from Samadhar Guru. After asking me, you have got Samadhar Guru? Guruji, whoever says, even if the Lord Brahma himself says, I will not believe it unless it comes through your mouth. But this is what happened. They all gave and gave me 3/4. Okay. Then he takes it. The same thing Gurjav was applying in a way. Another day, Gurjav. Tomorrow morning, everybody should be in by exactly 8:45. Not 1 minute more. Yes. One fellow wearing his white pants, all are told, come along. Wear white pants and pure white shirts and white collar. Come on, Surya. Come on. Come on, come on. Find your way. So, yeah, you might call it. You give us some chair. Is that a chair? Usko niche rakh dijiye ga. You keep it down or ibade ibade rakha. Ade ade ibade. Okay, vechu. This is nice. Ade. So he is coming. Exactly 8:40, almost. The Gurjav's house is there, he's already coming. And this place is, God knows, there is no rain. That entire place is full of water up to this whole mire. Some mud and mire. Suddenly a motorcycle, 2 motorcycles come. The entire thing splashes over his white shirts, collar and all that. But it's time. She runs. He's about to enter into the room. From the top terrace, in a big bulky of water, somebody has put cow dung. Just when he's about to enter, they drop it. His dead body becomes full. 8:45. Then what did I tell yesterday? Are all of you are here? She just imagined sad. His ego gone. No white shirt, no white collar. That's the first step. That's the first step. He will tell them, the flood is flowing in the river. Hey, go there. You just go to the middle till I tell. They are going. Flood is coming, encompassing. At any minute, he will be flown away. Go ahead, go ahead, go ahead. They are going. Now the entire flood is going to engulf them. They will be out in a second. Stop and come back. They come back. This is one of the lessons. You will never used to have lessons. These are all the lessons. That's all. If the ego goes, nothing else is needed. You are with the Lord. Again and again Ramana's teachings are there, which I dictate to her. Often it is told, ego gone, God come. That's all. Automatic. You need not strive. You strive only for this. That's all. These are all his methods.